Deo and Dio. Juno, Queen of Heaven, was quietly pleased by the havoc wrought by the spinning chaos of all four winds let loose at once. For reasons that might already be clear, and certainly will become so, we will call the gods by their Latin names for the length of this excursion, hence Juno just now, not Hera. A bookshelf could be filled with commentaries on the differences, similarities, and congruences between the immortals of the Greek and Roman pantheons. It is notable that the Romans renamed all the Greek gods they inherited, save one, Apollo. The attributes in each case were similar, but not always identical. For example, the Greeks venerated the goddess they called Athena more highly than the Romans their version, Minerva, who, despite being a goddess of the arts of war, meant less to them than Mars, their adaptation of Ares. Mars represented the more virile, violent, and merciless aspects of combat, which suited the militaristic Romans. Their Campus Martius, the field of Mars, was the great populous central square mile of Rome. His name lives on in the planet Mars, the month of Mars, March, and in Mardi, Martedì, Martes, Marci, the day of Mars, the Latinate world's Tuesday. In French, Italian, Spanish, and Romanian, respectively. In the more popular tellings of the origins of Rome itself, Mars fathered the city's founding twins, Romulus and Remus, and can therefore be considered Rome's divine patriarch. The Romans truly were a martial people. By strong contrast, Minerva's linguistic remains are barely to be found anywhere these days. As Athena, she lives on in the name of Greece's great capital, Athens. But as Minerva, yes, found in the name of a sentimental literary printing press and reasonably popular as a given name for girls in the 19th century and for a Hogwarts housemistress, but otherwise almost a minor goddess, which tells us something of what we need to know about differences in the Greek and Roman view of themselves and each other. Incidentally, a Minerval is, according to the OED, a gift given in gratitude by a pupil to a teacher. If you have ever bestowed a world's best teacher mug or such like at the end of the school year, you have, in a small way, honoured the goddess.